Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So excited about this guest and this song. Here's to Maya J, number one. Uno. This is Real Gospel.
Yeah, he's my number one. He's my number one. Number one. My number one. Yeah, he's my number one. He's my number
I give praise in time of joy or suffering. Jesus, you are a loyal friend. Down through the years, you cover me.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have this woman of God, this anointed woman of God, this businesswoman of God, Tamaya J. As a teen, she was the winner in first place in the McDonald's Gospel Superfest, the Youth Division 2017. She was awarded Best Female New Artist in the Gospel Excellence Awards 2018, winner of the Female Best New Artist Award, the Kingdom Image Awards. And this year, 2019, she did well in the categories of Rhythm of Gospel Awards and the IRAA Awards. I'm so honored to have this. Oh, you're so busy. Tamaya, thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I can't complain. God is good.
Yes, he is. All the time. Yes.
Yeah, that's a church cliche there if I ever heard one. So, yeah. Where are you calling from right now?
I am calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, VA. Okay.
VA, yes.
Okay. I spent a little time at... it's an army base. Now, Fort Lee, Virginia. How far are you from Fort Lee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not too far. About an hour out.
Okay. I spent a little time there when I was in the military. So, yeah, I'm familiar with VA. I love Virginia. I'm just telling you.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. So, listen, there might be a few people who may not be familiar with who you are. Maybe they got saved last night, so they're saying, okay, let me try this gospel music out. I don't know a whole lot about this. So tell them a little bit about who you are, how you fell in love with Jesus, and just a little bit about your story.
Sure. Well, I am from New Jersey, Willingboro, New Jersey. I've been singing since I was 4 years old. I've been in church all my life, so I found Christ at a very young age. And, yeah, so from singing, I did my first gospel album called Suddenly, and More Than You'll Ever Know was the hit off of that. And then from there, I went on tour with the girls, as you know, called Mary Mary, Erica and Tina, for 6.5 years, traveled the world with them. That was a great experience. And now I am back in the studio doing my... doing some more music, and I'm a radio host for Never Miss the Beat Show.
That's it? You just gonna stop there? Come on. Yeah, you're super. I was gonna get to your radio show because I love speaking with fellow broadcasters. So tell us a little bit about your show.
Yeah, well, I have been doing the show for about 10 years now. And it started with just playing, music to just uplift and encourage people. And now I have a part two with it where I do the top 10. So I have an hour for just, playing just good, uplifting, encouraging music. And then the top 10 for Billboard. It's been a blessing. God has just opened up many doors for me with that. Well, it started with one station, now I'm on three.
Well, amen. We're going to make sure that your song, which is called Number One, we're going to do everything we can to make it number one on the Billboard. How about that?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm here for. So let's talk about Number One. It is a great song. It's an awesome song.
Yeah.
What's it about? Who wrote
it? Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Number One, it's about... putting God first, but not just putting him first, but he's number one regardless of wherever you are in your life. So your focus might be off, but he's still number one in your life. So I did that song as a reminder to people to, of course, put him first, keep him first, but to know that he is the one that sets the tone for our life. So when we put him first and when we call him as number one, and we will start to see the benefits of that in our life. So I said I wanted to do a song where it's just nothing but, Lord, you're number one no matter where I am in my life, and no matter where we are in our journey, he is number one. So it's just, you know, giving him all the glory and all the praise in that and everything that you do and putting him first.
Well, what does that look like, Tamaya? You know, to that person, you know, we say that in church all the time. Let's be honest. that's sort of what we always say, that keep God first. My father used to tell me that all the time. Ask him, keep God first in all that you do. And so I would say that it has to be a practice on everything that we do. But speak now to those ordinary persons who just gave their hearts to Christ and they're not familiar with how you keep God first. Just, you know, something that's simple that they can begin to start doing to sort of walk in that and make God number one in their life. What would you say to them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The first thing when you get up in the morning, you know, give God the honor and praise. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Honoring him, you know, just talking to him first. Not getting on your phone, messaging and Facebook, social media. And I mean, before I even brush my teeth, wash my face, the first thing I say as soon as I get up in the morning is, Lord, I just thank you for a new day. You know, it's just little things and little gestures that to just remind not just yourself, but to let God know that you're on my mind. And when it becomes... when you do it more and more and more, it's like, you know what, yeah, God is, and that's going to set your day, that's going to set the tone for your day, when you wake up and put him first, when you get your money and you pay, you know, your tithes and offerings first, not your bills. And I mean, it's just like those little things. So and when you do that, I'm telling you, God will, he'll open up more doors for you. You know, you don't want to be forced into knowing that he's first in your life.
Amen.
So,
amen.
That's, yeah.
That's some great advice. It's even helping me. You just blessed me. You know.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the small things, just the small things that we just don't think that matter, but they matter indeed. Did I see you? I'm trying to remember if I saw you on any of the episodes of the TV show Mary Mary. Did you make any guest appearances?
Yeah. The first season, you'll see me in there doing with rehearsals and some of the shows that we did.
Okay, so is there a reality show in the works for you?
No.
Why not?
No, not. I don't want to say not yet because I don't know if I don't know if I will be ready for that. Uh-huh. But. No, I'm fine with just radio.
Oh, come on. Let us take a glimpse and a look inside the life of Tamaya J. Let's see what you got going on. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
So this project, what can we expect from your project? We love number one, and we love what you're doing with it. But talk to us about the rest of the project. Is it all you? Are there any collaborations? What's going on with it?
So with this project is called Love for Your Name. Yes, I do have a collaboration with some great producers. And with this project, I wanted to create an album that will take you through journey of life. So no matter where you are, whatever stage you are in your life, I have a song for you on this project. You know, if you want to have a praise and worship moment, if you want to have a worship moment, if you want to have an uplifting, encouraging moment. So I kind of wanted to do, you know, something like that where it will reach wherever you are, you know, in your life. But as far as like what producer, I have a great producer. His name is Adam Blackstone. For those who don't know, he's like the MD to all the stars. I have Fred Jerkins, Dark Child Gospel. I have Imani Presley, who was an awesome producer too, out of Greensboro. It's just so many to name from. I'm just so happy to even know these people. They're great producers. But it was a blessing doing this project with them.
Yeah, you've got some heavyweights on this on that project. Fridge, come on now. I mean, you see how they see to the average person, see how those names y'all don't know, but some of y'all do, but these names, these big wigs, you know what I'm saying? They rolled off to Maya's tongue like, "Oh, I just have, you know, dark chocolate." Come on. Come on. You talking about people who work with Michael Jackson and some of these other welders. Come on. You see? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Carmen Hagens, I can't forget him.
See? Wow.
Yeah.
So what, what's going to be your favorite off of this project? I know that they're all great songs, but what's the one that, come on, that in the back of your mind you said, man, I can't wait for this one. I can't wait for them to hear this one.
Okay. So, yes, I love them all with all my heart. But the one that speaks volume to me is Champion, because it no matter where you are in your life, this song can minister to you. It's just a reminder that you're a champion, no matter what it looks like right now, no matter, you know, what you're going through. Your ending is going to always be great because you're a champion with Christ. You know, and because he died and he rose in us for us to be champions in him. So that's one of my favorites.
Amen. Well, in the closing moments that I have you, where do you worship, and do you have a role in the ministry there?
Yes. I serve as a praise and worship leader at Calvary Revival Church in Norfolk, Virginia. Bishop Courtney C. McBeth. And I've been there for about 8 years now.
Okay.
And before that, before I moved to Virginia, like I said earlier, I'm from New Jersey. I used to minister at True Center Worship and Praise Center.
Amen.
Since I was about 9 years old.
Amen. So, okay, very quickly, I want you to give a quick message to the people who are late for praise and worship, because you are a praise and worshiper. So those people, I'm not talking about those people who have a legitimate reason for being late, but you know what I'm talking about, those people who miss it. So give them some words of encouragement about why they should not be late for praise and worship. What are they missing other than you?
You should not be late for praise and worship, one, because you want to be there. You want to be there to worship. I mean, yes, you want to get there. You want to get there to get the word, but you know, you have to worship God in spirit and in truth, and worship, praise. The Bible talks about giving Him praise and worship, and it's always good to come together to do that, to be on one accord to do that, to set the atmosphere to do that. So why miss that moment into going into the Word? It's like the setup for the Word. It's like the icing for the Word, the icing for the cake, you know. So yeah, you want to be a part of that. That's an experience, that's an encounter that you can have with God.
There so, it is.
Get the church and get the praise and worship.
That's right. Especially when Tamaya J is out there working hard for the Lord to exalt Him. Y'all make it there on time. So Tamaya, thank you so much for spending time with us. Tell the listeners how they can find out more about you and your music and your radio show.
Oh yes. Again, my name is Tamaya J, and you can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TamyyaJ, and you can go to my website at tamayaj.com. My stuff, you can stream it anywhere: Spotify, Google Play, wherever music is sold, you can get, even YouTube. Excuse me. And also, you can listen to my Never Miss the Beat radio show on Power of Worship Radio, and also on WEHA Gospel 88.7, and also on Musical Soul Food Network. And yeah.
All right. There it is, the one and only Tamaya J. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us on Real Gospel, my sister.
And thank you so much for having me. I love you.
All right, I love you too.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.